Okay, welcome to Baba Basra Daf Kuftes. Kuftes, second blot in Maseches, in the Perek Yesh Nochlin, in this third part of Masechta Baba Basra. And we are second to last line on Kufchesim Abeis. Baba Basra, Yesh Nochlin, Kufchesim Abeis. So we started to discuss yesterday at length the sugyas of Yerusha, who the mitzvah is upon, what the order is, why we had the beautiful thought of the Klei Chemda, why even the first stage of Yerusha is not even said explicitly in the Torah. It just says Obein Ein Lo, because a son is not really Yarshining the father. He is the father in a certain sense. We discussed the halacha l'maisa ramifications of Yerusha, Ashtar Chatzi Zachar, Ashtar Shalim Zachar, all the different aspects that come up. There is also, I emphasized it yesterday, but I saw there's a big discussion of it in many of the Achronim, just to highlight again, and then we'll come to it when it comes up in the sugyas, and that is Yerusha Sa'ach. Brother to brother, paternal brother, we mentioned yesterday that there's the chakira of whether that is direct brother to brother or that's mishmush through the father. So I saw not only that Tosfos Rid, which we mentioned yesterday, but many of the Achronim get into the act. That is a very common discussion of this parak, so hopefully we'll have a chance to touch on it again. Okay, but we are now up to the Gemara, second to last line, Taima, Kuf Chesem Abeis. So we are in the sugya of She'ero Zeh Ha'av. The Gemara asks, how do we know Yerushas Ha'av? That was the question. How do we know the father Yarshes? Because it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah explicitly that the father Yarshes. So we're going to have 2 days. One of them we had yesterday. One was the third line, Titania She'ero Zeha'av. She'er in the Torah means from the father. Melamed and She'av kodim la'achin. And the Gemara says that She'er is Av and the Av comes before the brothers. You might think he even comes before the son. So the Gemara darshins it can't be because the son, just close the door. The son takes the place of the father, who's come takta for two things, for Yiyud and for Steachuza, and the Ach is only taking the place of the one he's being Yoresh in one area. Says the Gemara, four lines to the bottom, Plum Yesh Yibum, El B'makam Shein Ben, B'makam Sheish Ben Ein Yibum. Meaning, what are you talking about that the brother takes the place in one area? That doesn't mean that the brother is ahead of the son, because that doesn't even get off the ground if there is a son. As the Ritva explained, that shows that the son is the one who's really Yakum Al Shem Achiv Ames, right? Not the brother. That's what the Gemara says in Yevamos. In the Chaf Dalit or so, that is the one exception to the rule of Ein HaMikra Yotzei Midei Pshuto. Right? Usually, one of my Talmidim asked me just yesterday, he says, why Rashi always says, Ein HaMikra Yotzei Midei Pshuto, I'm only here for the Pshuto Shel Mikra, etc., etc. And then many times, he seems to not give the Pshat. Many times he gives Rashi. So many times Rashi says, this is one, and then Umid Rasho, blank. But sometimes Rashi isn't as Karov Lubshat as maybe some of the other Mefarshim. So I pointed out to him the Rashbam in this week's Parsha. The first Rashbam in Vayeshev, it's a long piece, but he quotes there that he spoke to his grandfather, he spoke to Rashi, and he said that my grandfather told me that if he would have had time, he would have written his commentary over again, modified it, to have it even closer to Pshuto Shel Mikra. So Rashi, but again, that's, you have to know what exactly is the definition of Pshat, but that's the important Rashbam at the beginning of this week's Parsha. But the one exception to the rule, says the Gemara in Yevamos, is the Pasuk in Parshas Kiseitse. V'haya ha-bechar asher teled, yokim al-shem achiv ha-meis, the bechar asher teled, the bechar that will be born will be the shame of hukam for the shame of the brother. So the Gemara darshes, bechar there means the oldest brother does Yibum. That's what the Gemara says. That's what Bechar means. Even though Bechar Pashas means the son, the firstborn son. No, but the Bechar there means that the oldest brother does Yibam. So there, you see that it's the brother that is taking the place of the dead brother. But our Gemara is saying, in a deeper sense, you don't even get to that step if you have the child there already. Because if the child is living, if you have a real son from the dead brother, so then of course that's Yakam Hashem Achiv. If you don't have that, then the next of kin, the next best thing to do is the dead brother, and then he will be makim by having another child through the wife. That is the Gemara in Yevamos. So it's the second to last line. So Taima Dika Hypercha. 1 second. The only reason, we said it's 2-1. We said it's two things that the son has over the brother. The son is come tachta for the father for Yi'ud and for Steachuza, while the brother has Yibum. And then we knock out Yibum. So the Gemara says, why do we have to knock out Yibam? Taima Deika Hai Pircha, the reason that the son wins over the brother, meaning the son yarshins before the brother yarshins, is because you have this problem with the Yibam line. Halav Hachi, Hava Mina Ach Adif. But if you wouldn't have knocked out Yibam, you would say the brother is better. So typically, the Hachatarti Vachachada, even if Yibam stood, still it's 2-1. The son should still win. Why do we have to knock out Yibam? Okay, you could say that's the truth. We wanted to get to the MS. But, you know, you might not have had to do that. You could just say it's 2-1. The son still has Yir and Steachuza, while the brother has Yibam. It's still 2-1. He should still win. So Gemara says, no. It would be 1-1. Because Steachuza isn't a real source. Steachuza gufa, mehai taima, who? Steachuza itself, the fact that when a son buys the field from Hektish, it's like the father buying the field from Hektish. So that itself, Steachuza gufa, mehai taima, that itself is learned from Yibum. To kakaima le latana, klum yesh Yibum ala makam she'en ben, is there any Yibum if there is no son? Ha yesh ben en Yibum. If there is a son there, so then there wouldn't be Yibum that has to be done. Meaning, says the Gemara, that Steachuza is not mefurish anywhere either. It's not mefurish anywhere. Right, look what the Rashbam says, right across from where we are. Fifth skinny line in the Rashbam. Shaharei lo matzinu kasev beferish. There is no explicit pasuk. Shia ben kam takas aviv temeachav. El liyada. Ye is the only one. Ye is the only time the pasuk says that vim livno yiadena. So you know the son for Yir, but the Sechuz is not Mefurish. So if you wouldn't knock out Yibum, it would just be 1-1. Shagam ha'ach kam tacht of Yibum. V'dim set ha'ach ha'chadav ha'ach ha'chadahu. V'shar dvarim sheben kam tachas aviv te'me'achav. Go'n Sechuz of Eved Ivri, M'sachas Kiddushin. Kuba ma'isinon lehu midin Yi'ida lechud. Everything's learned from Yiud. So Yi is the only true source in the Torah that a ben is kam tacht of. So therefore, we had to knock out Yibum and not just leave Yiud and Steachuza versus Yibum.
Is anybody else eligible for Yiud other than the
father and the son? No, so nobody else is eligible.
So doesn't that make a special different case? The brother doesn't even come into the...
So you're saying even if it's 1-1, the one that is on the side of the son is exclusive.
Yeah.
Right, the ones outside the Yiud is only to him, while Yibum, well, even if you say the Yibum,
I mean,
if you say the Yibum point would count, so how would a son, it's just not Shaiach to talk about.
Right, exactly. If there are two players, so, the son takes the precedence. If there's no son, then it's the brother.
I'd say, but by Yiud, you could say the brother also is not Shaiach, just like the son is not Shaiach by Yibum. You could say it both ways. Right, how is a brother going to do Yiud? What, the brother of the Adon?
Right, so I'm
you can say the brother of the other could marry. Okay, so you could say maybe it's a stronger 1-1, but it would still be 1-1. And that's why the Gemara would rather get rid of the one on the side of the ach. Okay, fourth line, the Ema. So the Gemara says this is all what we had yesterday on the third line. She'er is av, and you learn from there that the av comes before the brothers. So what's the order? As we said yesterday, first comes the son. If there are no sons, then comes the daughters. If there are no daughters, then comes the father. If there is no father, then comes the brothers. Meaning it goes either through the father or directly. So that is the first makar. So the Gemara says, "Ema she'eru zeha'av, malabi she'av kodem labas." What do you mean? Why do you say the makar of she'er is to teach me that the av comes before the brothers? Maybe it even teaches me that the father comes before the daughter. And we said, no, the daughters comes right after the sons. Right? Children go first. That's what I didn't bring the Rambam today. The Rambam in Hilchos Nachlas says that that's learned out of Divrei Kabbalah. So the Gemara says, so maybe you should say that. Yochol yakdim leben, you might think that the father even goes before the son. Tamalamar, karov, karov, karov kodem. Right? So no, the son always goes first. He is the closest karov. So why don't you say that? That the mucker even teaches me that the father precedes the daughter, says the Gemara. No, can't be. Kiva de le'inyin yibum ben ubas kiadadi ninhu. If by yibum a son and daughter serve the same purpose, meaning if there's any child to the dead brother, then there is no yibum. any child, a son or a daughter, Lady Nachla Nami, Benu Baski Adadininhu. So too regarding Nachla. There is an affinity between Yibum and Nachla. Yes, one is in terms of marriage and one is in terms of monetary assets. We said yesterday that Nachla smacks a little bit of Issur V'Heter also. And we quoted the Rambam of Chukas Mishpat. Right, Nachlas is not purely Choshe Mishpat. There is some Yerodeya in there, but there's a connection, the Gemara said, between Yibum and Nachla. So, if for Yibum, son and daughter are equal, so too for Nachla, son and daughter are equal, and therefore you don't need a Pasuk to teach me that the daughter precedes the father. You know that from the source of Yibum. After he's shown him here, and you think it's a Dover Pashut, but if you read the Torah, what does the Torah say by Yibum? Right, the brother dies, Uven Ein Lo, and he has no son. Ask the Rishonim here, how do we know that a daughter pathers for Yibum? It's not Mefurish in the Torah. So how do we know? You don't think this is asked, because you think it's a Davar Pashut. Oh, of course, any child. But the Rishonim asks, Tosfos asks, Vim Tomar, Top Tosfos, Minolon to Paspo Teres B'da Yibum. How do you know? How do you know that a daughter is good enough? Right, maybe it's about male children. It says, Ubein Ein Lo. And the Gemara says elsewhere, in Kiddushin and elsewhere, that it says he doesn't have a son, but we darshan the word Ein Lo, he doesn't have, to change the Aleph to the Ayin. Ayin Alav. Be Ma'ayin after him. And analyze Ayin Alav, and you check out if he has any child. Ha'itzrich Lasuye Mamzer. Kedamar Peper Chedi Yavamas. In Yavamas it says that that is used to include a Mamzer. Even a Mamzer Ben is good enough to pater for Yibam. But how do you know daughter? So v'yesh lomar d'shkulin v'yavoshnehen. Says the Gemara, that no, says Tosfos, what the Gemara says sometimes, there's no reason to include one or the other more than each other. Meaning you want to include Mamzer, you want to include Bas. They're both children. And therefore, why should one win over the other? Right, so therefore, the Gemara says at the beginning of Baba Kama, when you're including different types of avos, Shein and Regel, I mean, you should include both. If there's no reason to exclude either, you have to include both. Right, the Afagav, and even though it's in Yavamis, it seems to say otherwise, you have certainly Mudim. Anyway, that's the first source. Ein lo ayena love, and there's no reason to only include one, so you have to include both. Inami says Tosfos about the 10th skinny line, right across from the Bach. Inami says Tosfos. It's across from the Bach in yours, or they changed the Bach. Inami, yesh larabos bas shepoteres ben ayibim mi lo yimacheh. The Pasuk says by Yibam, Lo Yimache Shmo B'Yisrael, his name shall not be obliterated. So Prat Lezesh, Ein Shmo Machluy, if somebody has a daughter, his name's not obliterated. Okay, he won't get his last name. That's fine. But still, his descendants, they won't be obliterated. So therefore, that's included. Abbas also makes his Shmo not Machluy. And that's what we darshan also from the beginning of Yavamos. Okay, you have to know, what is the purpose of Yavamos? It's to carry on the name. Again, there is certain ideas where the Bas loses, is not called, it's called Shmo Machui, but let's say for Nachla purposes, so we're going to have later on, that she loses the Nachla if a daughter marries out of the Shevet, so the Nachla, she's inherited by the husband. But in general, it's considered, it's not Shmo Machui, so therefore, we say that that is the source. So, number one, source is Yashkulim Yevo Shneihim from Ubein Ein Lo. Number two is that the Shmo is not Machui. And number three, just one more, the Ran here, quotes Achirim. Achirim Omrim, Denafkalon Midachsiv, Debas Kodemes Laachi Hames Lenachla. A daughter comes before brothers for Nachla. We know that the daughter comes second. And Vim Eino Poteres Benayibum Heichi Kodemes Lahem Shahare Misha Kodem Liibum Hu Kam Lenachla. Again, a connection and affinity between Nachla and Yibum. Says the Ran, if a daughter yarshins before the brothers of a mace, it must be that a daughter solves Yibum before the brothers of the mace could solve Yibum. And again, there's that connection, as the Gemara says, between Yibum and Nachla. If a daughter wouldn't pater for Yibum, then there's no way that the daughter would yarshin before the Achia Mace. That's what the Ran says. They have to go hand in hand. That is the Ran.
Is Nachla different than Yerusha?
Nachla here means by Yerusha. Since a daughter yarshins, right. Since a daughter yarshins before the brothers of the dead, of the... No, we're trying to prove Yibum. The first step is Yibum. How do we know that a daughter pathers for Yibum? Since we told, she's before the father, the Gemara was saying. Okay, so that's Tosfos, the Judeas, and the Ran has his other day. Okay, says the Gemara now, the Ema She'eru Zeha'av Melamishav Kodim Lachiyav. So we say, remember, the whole source, we're trying to prove, this blot, that a father comes before the brothers of the dead, of the Niftar. So now he said, and we brought a source for it, of She'ero. So the Gemara says, maybe that's only to teach me that a father goes before the daughter, so we rejected that. So we have another try. Yacha Ema She'ero Zeha'av Melami She'av Kodim Lachiyav. Maybe we should use She'er to teach me that the father goes before the father's brothers. Right? In the case of the Shvatim, like we always used to use, if Reuven dies, maybe we need the source to teach me that Yaakov goes before Esav. The Yaakov Yarshins before Esav Yarshins. So Gemara says, Yachol Yaakov Ma'achin, and you would say maybe he would even go before the brothers, meaning the other Shvatim. Tamalomar HaKarov, Karov Karov Kodim. So maybe that's the whole source. And again, and then you don't have a source that the brother, the father, would go before the brothers. So Gemara said, no. Achi Avol Srichi Krav. You don't need a source for that. You don't need a mucker to tell me that Yaakov is going to go before Esav to Yarshin Reuven. Why? Achiyav mikach man ka'asu. The brothers of the father, they only get Yerusha through who? They have mishmush, as we said yesterday. Who do they go through? Mikach ha'av. They go and get Yerusha through the father. Ka'i'av kayarsi achiyav. If the father is standing, will his brothers Yarshin? Right, so what was the Havamina? The Havamina could...
Yaakov Yarshin Esav's children before Esav?
Right, so what's the Havamina? So you have to say something like we suggested earlier today and what we mentioned yesterday, and that is, even though sometimes something might look like mishmush, like it's going through someone else, but it might be direct. For example, the big discussion that we mentioned earlier was brothers. Brothers, let's say Reuven to Shimon. Reuven to Shimon. So we know that Yaakov Yarshin's before Shimon Yarshin's. So is that because Shimon only Yarshins through the father? Or is it, it's different, but you have a similar question there, and there you have sources on both sides.
No, I understand that, but why would you think the uncle Yarshins...
Right, so, I mean, why would you think...
Why would you think that was direct, even if there wasn't Mishmash? I mean, it's really, it's a hard argument.
Why would you think the brother is direct? I would have thought that the brother goes through the father. Okay, but still, you could say the uncle, the paternal uncle, is the same grandfather source of blood.
So is the father.
Correct.
There's nothing stronger that the uncle has that the father.
Correct. There's nothing stronger that the uncle has that the father doesn't have. Unless, right. Got to think about it hard. But I don't think there's anything that the uncle would have that the brother wouldn't have. That the father wouldn't have. Okay. Says the Gemara, one second. So now a question on everything we've said so far. This whole opinion of She'er is teaching me father, and he goes before all these other sources. V'hakroi lav ha'chiksivi. You look in the psukim. The psukim, the whole parsha's Nachla and parsha's Pinchas, the word She'er is mentioned at the end of that whole parsha. D'chziv, v'im ein l'achim la'aviv v'chulu, and it mentions She'er. At the end of the discussions, how can we have all these drushes of She'er, meaning the father, going before all the other people in the family? Answers the Gemara, Kroy Shalo Kisidron Ksivi. Psukim are out of order, period. So this is a major chiddush to suggest that, because we know the Gemara Psachim. The Gemara Psachim tells us, on Davavim Abeis, the Gemara says, Ein Muktim Mucha B'Torah. Right? There is no set, the Torah... No, we don't like to translate this as the Torah is out of order. We like to translate this as, well, what do you mean the Torah is out of order? You got mixed up? Chas v'shalom. No, the Torah is not written in chronological order. That's Ein Muktamim Mucher Torah. This is a principle that's used by the Rishonim in the various places in the Torah. Some Rishonim use it more than others. The Ramban likes to use it as little as possible. The Ramban only says Ein Muktamim Mucher Torah where he is forced to. For example, the beginning of Sefer Bamidbar, Perek Aleph and Perek Tes, the dates are given in the Torah. And Perek Aleph comes after Perek Tes. What can you do? The Ramban says Ein Muktamim Mucher Torah. But Rashi... Various places, Rashi says it, even where, you don't have to say it, right? Machlokas, when did the Mishkan occur? When did the Mishkan occur? So if you look in the Torah, right, Mishkan is right after Mishpatim. So you know what the Ramban says? The Mishkan took place right after Har Sinai. It's a Hemshech of Har Sinai. That's his whole basis of the whole point of the Mishkan. It's a Hemshech of Har Sinai. Says Rashi, Kisiso came before Truma. Right, the Egel came first, and the Mishkan was a Takana and a Kapara for the Egel. Why does Hashem write it like that? You always have to ask. There's always the question of why does the Torah Shebichsav write it in a certain way if it didn't mean that chronologically. Okay, so maybe the Torah still wanted Har Sinai and the Mishkan next to each other, even though the Egel is going to be later. Maybe you wanted to get another Shabbos in there, the two places where Shabbos and the Mishkan are. Okay, question is given. But that is the concept of Ein Muktam Amuchar Ba Torah. Right, last week's Parsha, Rashi. Last week's Parsha, when did Yitzchak die? When did Yitzchak die? That's also the Imak Duruch of Torah. So the Gemara here in Tzpachim of Vavim Beis, though, has a limitation to Imak Duruch of Torah. Right, we don't say there's a in Psukim, usually, we say, right, Vaidaber Hashem Moshe Lamer. We don't say, oh, she really should say Vaidaber Lamer Hashem Moshe, right, Hashem. Shouldn't say that. You can't read the Torah then. Right, Bechad and Yana, in one section, in one parsha, of course there's Kedima, there's an order. Hani Mili Bechad and Yana. Avol Betray, when do you say that the Torah is written in order in one? Inyan. Avol Betray and Yana ain't done. In two, Inyan, and that's when you can say Mukhtam Urchaba Torah. It's Gemara Mslachim. So here there's a tremendous Chiddush. To say in Mukhtam Urchaba Torah here by the Sadarim of the Nachla, but again, that's what the Gemara said. It's an exception to the rule. Where else do you have this? Where else do you have this? Very long Rashi. You remember the Tahalich of being Matara Mitzora. So if you remember those Rashi, Tazriya Mitzora, Rashi goes through, he says, let me explain to you the whole process, because this pasuk should be here, it's Mamish, the Psukim are all switched out of order. Or, third pasuk, where? Avodas Yom HaKippurim. Avodas Yom HaKippurim. Those are three places. Nachla, I gotta figure out, I gotta think. Why those three places? Avodas Yom HaKippurim, Hilchas Nachlas, and Taras HaMitzorah, three places where the Torah writes a process. And specifically writes it out of order. So Avodas Yom HaKippurim, I've heard Varts before about, not the other two, right? The Dafka, we want to make sure that Torah Shabbat Peh is needed. Because Yom Kippur is the Yontif. Every Yontif is the Yontif of Torah Sheval Peh. Depending what Yontif you're close to, Hanukkah is the other of Torah Sheval Peh, and Yom Kippur is the other of Torah Sheval Peh. It's the Lucho Shnios, where Soloveitchik said a number of them. But Torah Sheval Peh, he says, that's the Yontif, because that's when we got the Lucho Shnios. So Dafka, the Torah was written in a way that you need Torah Sheval Peh. Soloveitchik said once, told my kids last night, that we're talking about Kahanim and Leviim. So he was fond of saying that if the Kohen Gadol ever had to stop the Avoda on Yom Kippur, he'd be able to continue and do the entire Avoda. He was a Levi, he couldn't do it. But, you know, just in terms of excitement for the Avoda, he knew it so well that he'd be able to continue. But either way, it's right out of order, so you gotta keep these in mind. These three, one day we'll try to work on it. Avodas Yom Kippurim and Taras Mitzorah and Nachlus, that is written out of order in order to make us need the Torah Sheval Peh. But that is all opinion one of the Gemara. Opinion one of the Gemara, there was number one from yesterday, my drasha, the Gemara asked on Kuf Chesam Abayz, and that was opinion number one, what the source is for Yerushas Ha'av. So now we have opinion number two. Vahai Tana, Maisi Lamehacha. The following Tana has a different source. Ditanya, as Zu Darash, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi. This is what he darshined. I was going to say the okay, at the end, if there's time. What? And we have Rabbi Shmuel right here. Okay, fine, I'll say it. So says the, you can't have once every couple. We used this Parshas Chayasara last year. It's a beautiful thought. The three questions there of Yonah and Ibishitz when he met his father, his future father-in-law. So they met at a tavern between towns. They met at they were going to meet. So what's at a tavern? You have a drink. So his father-in-law tells him, tell me a vart. So he says, tell me a vart, give me a sefer. Right, so what kind of sarm do they have in the tavern? They don't have a shas. They had a sitter. Say, okay, give me a sitter. I'll say a vart on the sitter. So he takes the sitter, he opens it up to Rabbi Yishmael. So he says, Rabbi Yishmael, three kashas on Rabbi Yishmael. Number one, Rabbi Yishmael. There's a Rabbi Yishmael. What kind of name is Yishmael? How could there be a Rabbi Yishmael? Number two, Rabbi Yishmael Omer. Usually, when you don't have a machlokas, you start off, Amar Rabbi blank. Right? Rabbi Yishmael Omer means there's a machlokas. Who do you argue with? He's the first opinion. And number three, in some of the Yud-Gimel Midos, in Rabbi Yishmael, is Klal or Prad, Prad or Klal, all these different rules. So how do you know? Ein Muktam Amurcha B'Torah. Right? Maybe Klal Prad is really a Prad or Klal. Maybe, how do you know the order? So all three answers can be answered in one step. Rashi, at the end of Chayasara, asks that, asks on Chazal, or quotes Chazal, that says, the Gemara there says that Yitzchak and Yishmael buried Avraham. So the Chazal say, mikan, that Yishmael did tshuva. How do you know that Yishmael did tshuva? Because he let Yitzchak go first in the pasuk. I ain't mukhtam urcha b'Torah. How do you know? Bechad and Yonah, like we said before, one pasuk. One inyan, the Gemara Pesachim says, this is one of the exceptions, and one inyan, so we say that there is Mokzum Baruch HaBa Torah. Ah, so that's how we know there could be a Rabbi Yishmael. Because the fact that in one inyan there is order, so that's how we know Rabbi Yishmael did tshuva. That's how there could be a Rabbi Yishmael. Oh, let's go back. Rabbi Yishmael, the fact that there is a Rabbi Yishmael, Omer, teaches me and allows me to say klal prat prat klal and all of the yisodos. So Omer there doesn't mean Omer, he says, but it means Omer teaches me the fact that there is a Rabbi Yishmael. Omer teaches me dot dot dot. So he got the shidduch, Baruch Hashem, and for that, since then, we have Rabbi Yonatan Eibeshitz in our history, Baruch Hashem. Okay, so okay, we had to say it. Rabbi Yishmael came up with Mokhtum Mucher. So now we continue. So this is the next source. The Tanya is the Dorosh Rabbi Yishmael Rabbi Yossi. Ishki Yamus Uvedein Lo. Man dies and he does not have a son. The rest of the pasuk you got to know for this. Vahavartem es nachalaso libito. A man has a son. He doesn't have a man dies. He doesn't have a son. The nachla is passed to his daughter. The lashon used there is vahavartem. V'havartem. All the other times in this parsha, unisatem is used. Here, lashon of v'havartem is used. Tosas quotes. Look at Tosas bimkom. Pirish rivam. Midaloksiv unisatem gabe bas. Kidichsiv bikulhu. It doesn't say v'nisatem by the daughter. V'havartem mashme lashon ha'avara. Passing over. Vavarta means you're passing over a yoresh. Vahashta, no save a note, me who akarosha hayarai lakrivalabas. And now the Gemara is going to figure out who's being passed over. Who's being passed over that the daughter goes before them. Right? Umuki, labaav, okay, let's go back to the Gemara now. So, you learn it out from the word v'ha'avartem. When you give it to the daughter, you're ma'avir it. B'makom bas, atam avir nachlam na'av. So if the daughter's there, you pass over the father, who really is a fitting yoresh. But if there's the daughter there, that's the chiddush of the Torah, it goes to the daughter. V'i atam avir nachlam na'av b'makom achim. But if there's no daughter, then it goes to the father. Right, that's the hidden one that you're being maver nachla from. Maybe it means the brothers. When there's a daughter, then you don't give it to the brothers of the mace. But you're not maver nachla from the father, even makam bas, meaning maybe the father is the next of kin. The father gets first, right after he's the first yoresh. So where it says, imkei lo nichta rachmana v'avartem. No, then the Torah wouldn't have used v'ha'avartim if it's to say it goes, the daughter goes before the brothers, because the daughter should go before the brothers. The daughter is a closer than the brothers. So therefore, we wouldn't have used that as the source. Okay, so we have two sources, l'maisa. What is the source for the father yarshining? Either she'er or v'ha'avartim. So now the Gemara goes into what does each one do with the other one's pasuk. Okay? According to the one who learns it from Vahavartem. Opinion number two. What does he use she'er for? She'ero zu ishto. He uses it for spousal inheritance, which is also not mefurish in the Torah. She'er zu ishto. Melame shahabal yorish is ishto. A husband yarshins the wife. Machokes d'oraisa d'rabanan. But a husband yarshins the wife. Says the Rashbam, Sheirizu Ishto Kidichsiv Vehayu Lubasar Echad. Second Rashbam, right? What do they mean? Because they are one basar, they are one flesh. Viksiv Nami Sheirok Susava Onasa Lo Yigra. And you see, the pasuk by She'er in Mishpatim, where it talks about the Chiyuvim of a husband, Sheirok Susava Ona Lo Yigra, he shall not make less. 2 points. Number one, Vehayu Lubasar Echad. Right, she'eruzu, right, by the husband and the wife, so always nice to mention the machlokas Rashi and the Ramban on that pasuk in Bereishis, where Rashi says, what is the Rashbam going like? Right, she'eru, v'ybasar echad is a reference to Yerusha. So Rashi there says, v'ybasar echad means the child. What does it mean that the son and the man and the woman leave their parents and become basar echad? They become, where does the husband and wife become one flesh? In the child. Physically, that's one flesh. Ask the Ramban, but that's not unique to humans. It sounds like something unique to humans is being said there in the pasuk. Says the Ramban, beautifully, great Sheva Brachas Torah, the Hayla Basar Echad means it's the relationship between the husband and the wife. That's what makes them Basar Echad. They have Dveikus B'Nishosehen. Right? Animals don't have that. Even animals that are monogamous, that only have one mate, penguins, they're not. It's not basar echad. It's not that there's a relationship. There's an instinct to only have one mate. But there are so many connections, deep connections between a husband and a wife, that's the basar echad. Socially, emotionally, psychologically, of course physically. But there's something much deeper than that. That's the basar echad, and that's nachla, that the husband yarshins his wife. Number one. Also, Rav Schechter pointed out once, that the makar, there's that pasuk, the other chiyuvim of a husband to a wife, sher ksus va'ona. So you're focusing on she'er. But ona, it's machlokas, but each one of those are. Look at the rishonim on the pasuk. But pashtus is she'er, is food, ksus is clothing, and ona is physical obligations of tashmish. But what's the word in the Torah used to teach me the physical obligations? It's ona. Ona means time. Ona means time. Meaning the obligation of a husband to a wife is time. And that applies throughout the month. B'shas heter, obviously there's the physical obligations, the physical connections. But even not at that time of the month, it's an obligation of the husband to spend time with his wife. Maybe even more so than at the other times, when b'shas heter. Because that's the word in the Torah used for ona, for to teach me. The physical is ona, which means time. The obligation of spouses to give time to each other. Okay. Vaiter. So that's what the mandamar va'avartim uses she'er. And according to the one who learns that from she'er, what does he use va'avartim for? He uses va'avartim for the following. Rebbe omer b'kolo nemer ben nesina. V'kan nemer ben havara. It all uses the verb of nesina, and here uses havara. Why? To teach me. She'ein l'cha she'mavir nachla mishevet l'shevet ela bas. Ma'avir, a daughter passes over her nachla. If she yarshin something, why hol b'no b'ayla yarshinosa? If somebody from a girl from Asher, or let's say b'no slavchad, if the b'no slavchad married out of their shevet, so then they would lose that yerusha if they would die and their husband would yarshin them. That's the lashon of ma'avir, la'avir. That's why if you look in the end of Sefer Bamidbar, the Torah says that at the beginning, right when Klai Yisrael went in, they weren't allowed to marry out of their own shevet. Because there had to be an achiza, there had to be a chazaka of the shvatim to know who on what plots of land. But all of a sudden you'll have pieces of Reuven in Gad and Dan and Asher, it'll be all mixed up. So that's why at the beginning, velosis of nachla, right, I forgot the pause, velosis of nachla, mishevet l'shevet acher, right, because at the beginning you weren't allowed to marry out. Over time, so then after everything was ne'echaz, so then they were allowed to marry out. Right? They had to marry out. Right? Later on in history, in Sefer Shoftim, when Binyamin was about to die out, so everybody had to try to marry the daughters, because after the Pilegesh B'Giv'a story, Klal Yisrael on Tu B'Av invited Shevet Binyamin back in. So of course, at that point, they had to marry out. Says the Gemara, Umi Mai D'Sheir Zu Av. How do you know She'er is Av? To siv she'er avicha who? Right, what was the first opinion? She'er is av because it says she'er avicha. Eima she'er uzu ha'eim. To siv she'er imcha hi. Right, maybe the mother should inherit. Omar Rava, is what we mentioned yesterday. Comes up all the time. Omar Kra, mimishpach to, v'yarash osa. Pasuk says in Bamidbar, from his family, and he will yarshin her. Mishpachas av kruya mishpacha. Mishpachas ha'eim, eina kruya mishpacha. Only paternity. Right, paternal side makes a difference in Yerusha and not the maternal side. Dechsiv lemishpachosam leves avosam. Right, only the paternal side. The first Torah Tamima on Sefer Bamidbar. Right, this is the first, second pasuk in Sefer Bamidbar. Quotes this Chazal and he says there Tama Davar Pashit. Why does it go by the father? Mishum tahagvarim heim bonei haolam v'yishuvo. It's the men that are the builders of society. I'm going to add in, the mothers are the builders of families. Right? So this isn't a comment that should be taken out of context. Right? The men go out and build societies, called Kudu Basmel of Panima. It's the Akaris Abayis. Right? She's the Akaris Abayis. So I don't know if the Torah Tamima just, it works, compliments. V'alsher al-kein nikru hazacharim b'shem banim al-shem benin. That's why a son is called a ben from the word binyan. Because he builds. Quotes Rashi, Vayivalet ben, Rabbi Noach. Sheivalet, he had a son, Shemimenu nivneha olam. That's why it goes, Nachla, which is a societal type of measure, goes through the sons. Umepnei kalzeh behishtal shalut binyan hadoros, nikres ha-mishpacha al-shem ha'av, v'lo al-shem ha'em. And he says, and that's why by Yiyud, and that's why by Gulas Havadim. But then he says, fascinating, V'karov Lomar, he says, you know what, maybe this also helps to explain Lo Yavo Amoni Moavi B'Kal Hashem. And we know Amoni V'lo Amanit, Moavi V'lo Moavit. Only the men are excluded from Amon and Moav, and not the women. Okay, so Chazal Darshim, because of Chesed, but he says, maybe because the women coming in is not going to affect our nation. They will be within our nation because it's not the men coming in. The men are the ones that create society. They're bona society outside. The women are not. That's why it's okay to have the women of Ammonis. Yishlomim shib davia bakal yunach rachal agvarim shemi yastim mishpacha bakal masha'en kain ha nashim kimivur. And he quotes other nafkaminas as well. That's an interesting Torah Tamima. First one on Bamidbar. The men are the builders of society, while the women, I'm adding this in, while the women are the builders of the home. Okay, can't have a society without homes. Umishpachas ha'aim, weiter. Umishpachas ha'aim, enikriya mishpacha. What do you mean? Mishpachas ha'aim, there's nothing, mishpachas ha'aim, that is not called a mishpacha, v'haksiv. V'hi nar mi beis lachem Yehuda, mi mishpachas Yehuda, v'hu Levi, v'hu Garsha. Right, one of the two tragic stories at the end of Sefer Shoftim. We just alluded to one, Pilegesh Megiva, but the one right beforehand. Pesal Micha, where Shevet Dan took an Avodah Zarah up north, and they started Avodah Zarah there. Terrible. Micha, right, Chazal say that Moshe Rabbeinu took him out of the bricks, right, that when the babies were being thrown into the Mitzrayim, Moshe says, oy vey, how could this be? Hashem says, I have my reasons, don't interfere. Moshe takes one of the babies out, and it turns into Micha. He grows up at Pesal Micha. So, what does it say? What does it describe? That Micha was very excited, because how did he find, a young lad to do the avoda for him by his avodah zara up north. So how is that boy described? He's from Beis Lechem Yehuda, from the family of Yehuda, and he's a Levi. What does that mean? So if he's a Levi, what do you mean? He's from Shevet Yehuda. How is he a Levi? It must be that goes from his mother must be from Levi. But you see, he's called a Levi. So you see, the maternal side makes a difference. So the Gemara says, "Hakufakasha, Armit v'hu Levi, Alami Levi Asi." You say he's a Levi, he's from Levi. Mi mishpachas Yehuda, Alami Yehuda Asi. So what is this guy? Elalav, it must be Davu Ami Levi v'imi Yehuda. It must be his father's from Levi, the opposite of what I said. The father's from Levi, the mother's from Yehuda. V'ka'amar mi mishpachas Yehuda. He's still called mishpachas Yehuda. So this is a guess. You see, mishpachas Aim is kriya mishpacha. Amar Rava bar Rav Chanan lo. No. Gavra Dishmei Levi. No, it was somebody named Levi. It was somebody named Levi. It wasn't a Levi. He was from Yehuda, totally Yehuda. Levi, it was just somebody named Levi. Says the Gemara, then why was he so happy finding him? Ihachi, Hainu Tekamer Micha. So why did Micha say, Atal Yadati, Ki Yetiv Hashem Li, Hashem is good to me, Ki Hayali Alevi Lachahin. Look, he sent a Levi to me. Obviously, he loves what I'm doing. So why was he so happy if it wasn't really a Levi? Only his name was Levi. So the Gemara answers in, yes, the Isrami le Gavra Dishmei Levi. He at least got somebody who's called Levi. Therefore what? The Ritva says, at least he could fool people. At least he could fool people. He knew it wasn't a Levi, but he was happy that he could fool people. Number one. And I saw in the Mishpat Zahav, which is one of my svarim that I like to mention whenever a Navi comes up, beautiful svarim on Navi. So he quotes there from Rav Sadak, the Tzidkas HaTzadik. Pa'amim nidme la'adam sheyesh lo siyata d'shmaya l'dabar shehu oseh. Sometimes it will appear to us that we have certain siyata d'shmaya in what we're doing. Al yismoch al zeh le'mar shedabar tovhu. Delule Kane, Lohaya Kadosh Baruch Hu Ozro. Oh, if Hashem wouldn't want me to do this, he probably wouldn't have made it so easy for me. He wouldn't have sent this. Sometimes it's a nisayon, and it's a challenge. Sometimes it's the opposite. Sometimes, oh, it works out, beautiful. But sometimes, says the Tzidkas HaTzadik, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send you something, a message, in order to challenge us, to see if we're going to do the right thing, even in the face of something. It looks like we're being helped the other way. So here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent them a Levi as part of the challenge. It's another part of the challenge. Hopefully we'll talk more about this in the Parsha Shir tomorrow night, Hashem, about Yosef and Eishes Potiphar. But that's why he was happy. He was happy because he thought HaKadosh Baruch Hu was sending him a good message. That's why. Because he sent him somebody that was named Levi. Okay. Let's continue first, and then there's something to talk about. V'chi Levi Shmo, v'alo Yonasan Shmo. What do you mean, Levi? His name wasn't Levi. This lad, his name was Yonasan. Shenemar v'Yonasan ber Gershom ben Moshe ben Menashe. That was a slip because of what the Gemara is about to say. Hu ubanav hayu kohanim l'shevet Adani. The pasuk says Yonasan ben Gershom ben Menashe were all kohanim. See, his name was Yonasan. So Amar Lei ula taimech v'chi ben Menashe hu follow ben Moshe hu. What do you mean? What about his grandfather? It's called Menashe. What do you mean? It's the son of Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu. This is the grandson of Moshe Rabbeinu. Why does it call him Menashe for in the pasuk? V'chsiv b'nei Moshe Gershom ve'Eliezer. Ella, why does it say Menashe? Mitoch she'asa ma'isa Menashe tzolakasim b'Menashe. Since this grandson did acts like Menashe HaMelech, who was an Oved Avodah Zarah, so too it puts his lineage as coming from Menashe. Hachanami, Vitok Shasa Baisa Menashe, Dasi Behuda, Tlaw Kazim Behuda. So too, he did Menashe was from Malchus Beis David. He was in David's family, so that's why he calls him from Yehuda. Really, his son, his name was Yonasan, but it's alluded to in the Pasuk. He was a grandson of Moshe, yes. He was Yehonasan, Ben Gershom. Gershom was a son of Moshe. He was a grandson, right? So he was a Levi. He was a Levi, period. Why didn't the Gemara ask this originally? That wasn't his name Yonasan? I wanted to ask this right away. His name was Yonasan. So the riff in the Ein Yaakov says, because maybe the Gemara could have answered that he had two names. Maybe he had two names. So that's why he couldn't write, Afa Pisha, Shmo Yonasan, Beis Shemos, Nikru Lo, Echad Levi, Vechad Yonasan. That's why the Gemara didn't ask that originally. So this gets us into the Shaila of two names. Anybody in Tanakh have two names? When did the idea of two names start? Who's the first person? Well, Sofras Paneach, but that doesn't count. Right? Who was the first person to have two names? So look in the Yamshel Shlomo. There's a diuk in the Yamshel Shlomo. Yamshel Shlomo in Gittin. Dalid, I was once asked a Shaila about this Yamshel Shlomo years ago. Dalid Chavav. Dalid Chavav. The Yamshel Shlomo there is talking about Quote to Shaila. The Shalula Maharil, my taima. The Maharil was asked, my taima, de la famim nishtana hashema laz, la kama shemas balashana kodesh. Why sometimes you have laz names, non-Hebrew names, and you have a few Hebrew names that parallel. Kigon, Zalman, nimsa shema kodesh, Shlomo, Yukutiel, Meshulam, Shmaryahu, Vakahena Rabos. Many people have Zalman as a second name. So the Heshiv, the Vadai Kol Shem Laz Yishlo Chad Shem Hakodesh Medina. I don't think this is talking about mamish English names. You know, I think Zalman, it's like a Yiddish translation of the Hebrew. So in that context, he quotes. He wants out of Shaila. Ani Akatan says the Marshal. Yadati Lizkeni Rabbi Menachem Sion. My grandfather Menachem Sion. Hayelo Ben. V'Shem Aviv Rabbi Meir. So he had a son, and the father's name was Meir. V'Shem Chamav Uri. And his father-in-law's name was Uri. One grandfather was Meir, one grandfather was Uri. What should we call the son? Two grandfathers. You have Meir, you have Uri. V'karuhu, and they called him Shneir. Why? Shneor. Two or Meir and Uri. Two lights. That's where the word Shneir comes from. Shneir Kotler, Shneir Zalman Miladi. Right? Shneir comes from this marshal. Klomer Shneor. Meir hu or v'Uri or. Wonderful. Why don't they just call him, right? Mayor Uri. So they say, Mashma, that at that time there weren't two Hebrew names. They didn't give two names in that time. But then they point out, but he's quoting his grandfather who was named Menachem Sion. So what do you mean there weren't two names? So you can even die from that case. Either way, this is a big discussion. When did this start? Says the Noda Yehuda. And only the Noda Yehuda can make such a comment. Noda Yehuda in Arachayim Beis Kuf Yud Gimel. The Noda Yehuda was asked, Stirin, Rashi, whenever he was asked, all the Tanoim, whenever sometimes you have Tanam or Amoram that have a second name, Berebi. Rav Yeshua Berebi. Yeshua Berebi, is that a second name or does that mean just the great one? So the Marsha, the Noda Behuda says, it always means the great one. It always means the great one. He says sometimes it just calls a person Berebi and that's a person's name. But says listen to this comment. V'ani, and this was pre-computers, let us remember. V'ani l'chol shas zichroni, in my weak memory, Eineni zocher b'shum makom b'shas. Shum tana o amora shehayeniskar b'shnei shemos. I don't know of anyone. Ushneim Shem Ha'etzem. That both would be the real name. Zulasi Abba Shol, Abba Yossi. But then the Abba is not his real name. It's just a lashon of, it's a title. V'gamze Enosh De Shemas Ki Abba Lo Daiti Enosh Shem Ha'etzem Rak Shem Ha'Toar. Lashon Chashivas. V'chimidume Shelo Hayu Regilim Lehikari B'Shnei Shemas. V'af B'mikra Lo Hayu Regilim Kolkach B'Shnei Shemas. Nowhere in Shas and nowhere in the Pesukim. Avol B'mei Tanam V'Baram Lo Daiti Lo Hayu Regilin Kla. They weren't Ragil. If you look in Tosfos and Ksubis Sadeches, there is one of the Bali Tosfos called Yaakov Yisrael. Ksubis Sadeches. So there is a Rishon, there is a day in the Rishonim, and this is a big discussion in the poskim, and that is, you know, appropriate to give two names. And I saw about my former Chavrusa, I like to say my Chavrusa, Rabbi Leibowitz has an article in one of the Archer Day journals about naming after certain people, and after somebody who died young, all the different cases that come up. So he quotes there from Rav Moshe, I don't know where this Rav Moshe is, doesn't quote a source. Rav Moshe suggests that the custom originated out of necessity. When the Jews were locked in the ghettos, and they had to obtain something from outside the ghetto walls, they'd have to bribe the guard to allow one of them out. The guard would not let them out unless he was relatively certain they wouldn't be caught. As such, the guards were unwilling to accept bribes to allow people who only had Jewish names out of the ghetto, as they would be caught. Giving a non-Jewish name only for the trip out of the ghetto also would not suffice, because one who was not used to their non-Jewish name is likely to get caught. So to counter this problem, they began to give people two names, one Hebrew name and one more Laz name, Shlomo Zalman, Dov Ber, right, some type of Yiddish name as the second name, to arouse questions. That's quoted b'shem Rav Moshe. Okay. The other issue, though, halach l'maisa, is let's say we want to name after two wonderful grandfathers. So we'll give him two names. Does that mean if we give two names, are we basically named after nobody or both of them? So that is a big shah. The Chazon Ish is said to have said one name, period. Once you get into two names, so then you lose the whole neshama. You want to give the neshama to this person, so give him the name. You want to give two neshamas, you can't mix and match neshamas. You can't make a chalant. Right? That's not going to work. The minhag olam is to make a chalant. Right? The minhag olam is to give the midas of this one and the midas of that one and give him a different name and make a man into a woman, make a woman into a man. Right? We're very flexible into these, I'm named after two women. Malka and Shalamis. Malach Shalom. Okay? I'm named after two women. But, my grandmother and my aunt. That's the minhag of Klal Yisrael. Rav Sternbach has a tshuva in Yerodea, Tafresh Vav. Could you name after a grandfather who was a Mechal Shabbos? Or name after a grandfather. Is this grandson allowed to do that? Right? It's covered for the whole family. So he says, yeah, first of all, if his name was Yaakov. So have in mind Yaakov Avinu. You can name that the family can think whatever they want, but you have in mind Yaakov Avinu. And if you add on a name, it's for sure no problem. Add on a Raphael, Michael, something like that. So, but again, this is a major discussion that we can have related to names.
Can I go back for a second? The original question was, why did they ask this question?
That's how we got onto this whole Shiloh.
I understand
right.
that. And so, 'cause they could have said he had two names.
Mm-hmm.
How did he have two names? Nobody had two names.
Correct. That's why I'm noting that to say that suggestion
what's the question?
So that answer is Mechudesh.
Number two, is that the answer now?
The answer is now. He had one name.
Yeah.
He had one name. His name was Yonah.
Maybe he had two names.
Correct.
The
question is, why didn't it ask it before? So it said, maybe it could have answered that he had two names, Yonas and Levi. But now we're saying that, no, he was from Shevet Levi. Beforehand, we said his name was Levi. It was somebody who was named Levi. Maybe he had two names. But now we're saying he wasn't. That wasn't his name. One more minute. We know from here, why does it call him Menashe? The fact that if somebody does something evil, you like to connect him to evil roots. That's why he's connected to Menashe. By the way, Menashe was much later in history. Right? Even much later. We're talking about in the Torah. We're talking about Menashe. But again, that shoved him. Rather, ain't Seder with Tanakh. Right. Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina Amar Mehacha. Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina says from a different source. Vagam hu tov toar ma'od va'oso yolda acharei Avshalom. He, talking about Adoniah, one of the sons of David HaMelech, was a very handsome guy, and he was born after Avshalom. V'halo, what do you mean? He was born after Avshalom? The same mother? They had different mothers. V'halo Adoniah ben Chagid v'Avshalom ben Macha. Two different mothers. So what do you mean they were born one after the other from the same mother? No, the point is because he was more b'malchus like his Avshalom, so too Adonia was it was connected to the Maisa of Avshalom. Again, remember, this always brings up, David HaMelech had a very challenging life. We think about David HaMelech writing Tehillim, Mizmar Shir, Mamish, his whole life. The first half of his life, Shaul wanted to assassinate him. Then the next part of his life, he had his sons wanted to usurp the Malchus. His kids killed, he had his generals assassinated. His son, Machpachad al-Aslan, was Ma'anis' daughter. I mean, there's terrible things going on here. That's David HaMelech. We think, David HaMelech. Mizmar Shir Chanukah Sabayis HaDavid. Right, but all emotions are in Sefer Tehillim. That's why it's the book that we always use. But David HaMelech did not have an easy life. Okay, I guess we'll have to stop here. Tomorrow, remind me, I want to start with the Marshan Ben Yoyada. Why is Dafke Menashe picked? Menashe and not any other king? Just because you can like fake it as a Moshe Menashe? Or is there something deeper? And then we'll have to get into the next line about who you're supposed to marry. Kind of family you're supposed to look at. Tomorrow's the Gemara. Look at the wife's brothers. There it is. Look at the wife's brothers. How did Yaakov Avinu marry Rivka? How did Yaakov Avinu marry Rivka if she had a brother, Lavan? Okay, we'll talk about that by the Shem. Tomorrow talks about checking out the brothers.